My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, the master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening live at the Reagan Building, or you can learn about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray, but the Capitol Steps have also put out at least, I believe, one album for the last 30 years, and they've also got a couple of Christmas parody albums, one of which was Oh, Christmas Bush, I believe, in the more recent one, of course, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Outstanding. Well, man, this Christmas really kind of just jumped up on us here. All of a sudden, we're just a couple days away.
Yeah, you know, that late Thanksgiving, I think, really threw everybody off.
Yeah, it really did. And you even had lawmakers in town past the middle of December. Perish the thought.
Yeah, now I've got to go back to the mall and do some more shopping because I got to return all my Duck Dynasty gifts that I was going to give everybody.
As most people know, there was a comment there from Uncle Phil on the Duck Dynasty. But he's not the only one who gets himself in a little bit of trouble for his comments now and then, including the Vice President of the United States.
That's right. I mean, you know, when the president, you know, talks to Joe, he basically says, you know, Joe goes to the president and says, hey, is there anything I can do, you know, to help out? And the president basically says, keep your mouth shut.
Well, he's got a long history of doing it, both as a senator and a vice president. Some of his stuff on the campaign trail is absolutely priceless. But here's the Capitol Steps from Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree and their song, Muzzle Joe.
Hello, Joe Biden here. I'd like to sing a Christmas classic that was written by Irving Berlin and me after my famous televised Christmas Eve debate with Abraham Lincoln, the same night that FDR crossed the Delaware on a horse. Oh, the things that I say are frightful, though the right finds them delightful. The Democrats all yell, whoa! Muzzle Joe, Muzzle Joe, Muzzle Joe. I do not show signs of stopping, and the gaffes I make are whopping. In my mouth a foot will go. Muzzle Joe, Muzzle Joe, Muzzle Joe. If you happen to take a flight, then I'm sure you've contracted swine flu. And Obama is really bright. He is clean and articulate too. You know, the other day some guy on the street was making a little bet with me that I couldn't remember the launch code for a specific classified nuclear missile. And I said, of course I could. It's 25356. And I won 50 rubles from that guy. So the next day, I'm on the phone telling this story to President Ahmadinejad, and he's like writing the whole thing down, and I mean, and now I need a White House clearance for each TV appearance. They'd like me to just lay low. Don't they know, don't they know, don't they know that I love to hear me talk so? Here I go, don't you know that is Joe?
Oh, Mark, never get tired of Joe Biden's gaffes.
He has been a gold mine for us.
It's something about that position. I mean, Dick Cheney didn't say anything, you know, just completely off the wall, but he certainly had some comments that people paid attention to. But, you know, you go back to Dan Quayle and other folks back in the day. I read you guys a lot of good material.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, though, because, you know, of course, Dan Quayle was, you know, infamous for the potato comment. Uh-huh. And, you know, Biden has probably had 10 times that many on similar footing that just have never got the traction that that did.
Sure, sure. And you've had a few Al Gores in there, too, especially the whole internet thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it was a big year politically for some people. You know, odd-numbered years are usually a pretty quiet year, but there was a little 2016 chatter once Chris Christie, a Republican, won pretty big in a pretty blue state like New Jersey, so I'm sure you guys are pretty excited about that.
Yeah, and pretty subtle of you to say big story. Nice, nice work.
Thanks for putting me on the hot spot there. Here's the Capitol Steps song about Chris Christie called We Need a Little Christie.
The party, the GOP has got a field that's weak again.
Things can't get started, and there is not much time till Perry speaks again.
So we need a little Christie right this very minute. Offer extra crispy.
Maybe he'll get in it.
Other guys are way too risky. He knows how to spin it. Is there a way to coax this guy out?
Maybe we should put some pie out.
Pie?
Pie?
Did somebody say something about pie? I am Chris Christie. I'm not inclined to run for some new awful house.
But it's the White House.
I'm more inclined to run to hit the Waffle House now.
We want voters you can trust.
I'm for law enforcement.
He's morbidly awesome.
I've got the Spanx endorsement.
Yes, the government is bloated. We'll bring reinforcements. Need a little Christie now.
Yes, we need his demographics.
I won't hit a flat note.
There's a group that's growing. The party will need that vote.
Yes, to win the next election, I could get the fat vote.
That's 63% right now.
Nobody ever talks about that demographic. Good for you guys for bringing it up there.
Hey, we are just bold enough to step up to the plate, so to speak.
Oh, Mark, so you guys take a little bit easy over the holidays, or is this a busy season for you guys?
Right? Well, you know, we typically gets a little busy for us. You know, we have a lot of folks here in town that hopefully will come out to see us at the Reagan Show. You know, we do a day after Christmas show.
Okay.
And we're actually recording our live show this weekend.
Ooh.
But, yeah, we'll be busy.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with all those shows. Thanks for being with us all year long, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist from the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Also, you can find them at capitalsteps.com, the latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.